Anybody that you would say is the most influential person in your life?
My father.
What was it about him that you mentioned him now?
Well, I think he was just accepting, you know, that no matter what I never did any wrong. His opinion.
He had obviously a very strong work ethic.
We did. It was just expected. He had strong family ties, too. He didn't say a lot, and he never did nag. He'd just tell you what you needed to know. He'd ask me once, he said, "Do you remember when I told you never to tell any lies?" And I said, "No, but I can't remember a time when I didn't know it." He said, "You can't do anything with lies. Tell the truth, maybe we can do something, you know."
Yeah.
You might not want to tell it, but tell it.
Was there any turning point in your life, something major that happened that had an impact on your life?
I don't think so. It seems like an ordinary life to marry and have children. I was very fortunate in my mother-in-law. People talk about theirs, but she accepted me with open arms, and I was very fortunate in that.
What do you know about living a happy, successful life now that you didn't know when you were 20-something?
Well, I think it doesn't all have to be done by me. Leave other people's lives to them. I didn't always know that. I had to have some help with that.
It didn't always have to be done by you. What does that mean?
You know, the way we grew up, you didn't ask for any help unless you had to. And you didn't refuse if you could possibly do it. That was just the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that has changed, that attitude, in this day and age?
Yes, I think they overdid. It's good to help, but you have to know when to quit. You take away people's initiative.
You'll be 94 in December, mm-hmm. December 9th. I guess you just take one day at a time here. Suppose you're looking forward to be 94. You're looking forward to be 95, aren't you?
Well, we just make very small celebrations. We don't do a whole lot. Mm-hmm. We used to go out to our favorite restaurant. Just the three of us.
You could live to be 100.
Well, when Matthew Walker opened his dental office about 8 years ago, he wanted to do things I thought I didn't need at that age, and he said, "You're going to live to be 100. You better learn to take care of yourself." He said, "You're like my mother. You just think everybody else needs to be taken care of first." And I think about that. I'll have to tell Dr. Matthew I may make it.
There is a point where we have to take care of ourselves first, and then you can help others, right?
And I wasn't very good about that. I think it's common to nursing.
But if you live to be 100 and you have your health, that would be all right, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of unfinished business.
You do? You still have things to do.
Uh-huh.
Name one or two that you have to do.
Well, I've got to move out of this house. You can see it's not going to be an easy job.
You'll get help, but it's still part you.
After I got my book done, well, then my friend wants me to write another one.
You want to move out of this house and you're going to write another book.
Well, at first I thought that I didn't have any idea how you wrote a novel. He's just that kind of a teacher. He sees things, you know. And I think, well, yeah, I do know how to do that. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Are you reading a book now?
Several.
What are you reading?
Well, I've got Norse mythology.
Norse mythology.
Norse mythology. Ancient aliens say that maybe that wasn't all a myth. So you just let your imagination go. I'm reading that and Legacy of Ashes, which is not my usual thing to read, but it's about the CIA and how bad it is. And Cherokee Baskets. The author of Cherokee Baskets also had a book of poetry.
Part of your daytime, you'll just sit and read.
It's in my messy nest beside my chair.
You know, as I look at you, you don't wear glasses. Did you ever wear glasses?
I've got some.
Okay. So do you use them for reading?
No, I don't use them for reading. My son's friend moved back to town and opened his office, and they went and had what they needed done, and they kept after me to go too. So I went. Gary put up the chart and said, "Read that." So I read that, and they just looked at each other. So I bought some nice new glasses, and they're by my chair.
And you don't wear them?
I don't think I've worn them a dozen times.
But basically, you don't wear glasses?
No. A long time ago, Dr. Wilkins said, "You're a little nearsighted and have a little astigmatism." And then 10 or so years ago, Dr. Miller said, "You have a little astigmatism and you're a little nearsighted." So Dr. Morgan says, "You have a little astigmatism and you're a little nearsighted." I only went to please you, and I got $300 worth of pretty glasses.
Yeah. What kind of advice would you give to people who are in high school, college, in their 20s? Any advice for them?
I think that I would say, I know that Women's Lib needed to come, and I'm glad it has, and you don't have to beat up on the men to do it. But a friend explained to me that when something's been wrong for a long time and efforts are made to fix it, mistakes are going to be made.
Good.
There's a lot of people divorced and didn't need to be. Maybe there's a lot of people that need to be and aren't. To put a lot of blame on somebody is not going to get you where you need to go.
How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, I don't know. As a good friend, I'd say.
It sounds like you probably were one of the first ones to jump in and help.
My mother was. We have a lot of new friends now. But when you get this age and they die and your Christmas list is way down and your bridge list is down, you better keep making new friends. We have this community dinner called Feed My Sheep. It's at the Methodist Church Activity Building. No questions asked. If you want to come in and eat, come on in and eat. And it's really a fun thing to do. I'm a table host. It's an easy job. Somebody came in new, and somebody had been there was telling them what to do. Just sit right there, and they'll bring you a plate of nice food. You don't have to wait in line. And then they'll bring a tray with cake, and you can choose what you want. And you never know what you're going to hear. You see two people, one of them will say, I got a job. Are they hiring? Keep in touch with me. I'll get you on the nursery, you know. Never know what's going to be. But the room has a nice attitude about it. The men are active, and I don't think it would work if they weren't. And the children are comfortable, and they run around play with each other. And it's a nice thing. Other groups come in from out of state and say, how can we get one of these going? So I've got new friends.
That's probably helped you, too, to live a long life,
to be
very social.
Yeah.
So your new friends are all younger than you?
I think they are. I can't find too many of the other Yes, I guess that's one of those things that just didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this has been very interesting talking with
you. Well, it's a lot of fun.
Audrey, admire you.
You surely know how to do all this. I wouldn't have a clue. One thing I'm sadly lacking is electronics.
Well, your voice will be preserved and your stories will be told for many, many years to come. And they'll be fascinated by Mount Rushmore and these comments you made about life. And I thank you for doing this for us.
I've enjoyed it. I had a good friend here for many years from West Virginia. They tell us we're good transplants.
We can't conclude this without talking about Keith. The reason I'm sitting here talking to you is because I knew Keith living next door to him and his wife, Leila, in Moorhead, Minnesota, back in the 60s. They moved, and then we followed, and they moved to Omaha, Nebraska, and we moved to Omaha, Nebraska. We've stayed in touch ever since. And so this connection of her friendship has led to being able to talk to you and hear your story. We should mention that Keith is related to you, your cousins, aren't you?
Yes, his mother and my father are brother and sister.
And now Keith and his family, his wife, live in Wisconsin, right across from St. Paul. So it's good to be in touch with people, maintain friendships. Good things come out of that. And the best came out of this as I shake your hand now.
My husband said one day, I thought I knew what friendships were, but I didn't know until I met your father.
Thank you for visiting with us.
Well, thank you.
I enjoyed it very much.
I did too.